Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray you, sister's listening to this, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening to this that she just has a renewing of her mind and starts to really know you and walk in real obedience and putting what you want above everything. I ask all these prayers and requests in Jesus' name. Amen. So, going back to Isaiah chapter 33, okay, starting at verse 10, it says, "Now will I rise, saith the Lord, now will I be exalted, now will I lift up myself, ye shall conceive chaff, ye shall bring forth stubble, your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up, shall they be burned in the fire." Okay, so talking about the Father revealing himself, you really need to get to know the Father, okay? You just need to get to know him. He's love, but when you're walking in the spirit, you know, it says in the book of Acts that they walked in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. When you hear people talking about the Father, okay, and they're talking about some guy, talking about him like he's some guy down the street or somebody, you know, just, I don't know, it's just people have a lot of things in their imaginations. It's the only way to explain it. When you take a look directly from the scriptures, for example, if you take a look at Isaiah, okay, chapter 6, starting at verse 5, this is Isaiah's response when he sees the Father. It says verse 5, it says, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Okay. And then here, this is Matthew chapter 17, when Christ is transfigured. It says here, "While he yet spake, behold," this is Christ is on the mountain. He's speaking with Elijah and Moses, okay? It says, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them." So sorry. It's really funny. It's just, when I read these scriptures, it's just, you gotta read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again. Because when you really, in your mind, is filled with the Word of God, you will see that people are just so wrong. I'm sorry, they're just so wrong. And you need to get right, okay? You need to get right. You need to humble yourself and seek after the real, true God. Because the Bible is true, okay? The Bible is true. Because I hear pastors themselves talking about God, and it's when your mind is just filled with the Spirit, okay, and you have ears to hear and eyes to see, they're speaking from that pulpit, and it's like God is some guy over there behind them, and he's not that big, is the only way I can explain it. Like, he's like their companion, their buddy. And they just have never, you can tell from the way that they talk about him, they've never really met him and seen him, okay? They don't really know him. And that's terrifying if you are listening to a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, a whatever, and they don't really know him, okay? All right? That's not good. Because they're going to put that same pride in you, okay? Because when someone is really seen and known the Father, this is what you have, okay? It says, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid." Okay? That's God. Okay? That's God. Okay? That's the real, one, true God. You see him, you're terrified. okay? You're terrified. You know he has the power and ability to hurt you in ways that you cannot imagine forever. Forever. And he has every single right to do it. Every single right to do it. Again, every single right to do it. You're terrified. You're terrified. And then this is what happens. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." The fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's the God you need to get to know. Yes, he loves you. Okay? But you reverence him. He's God. And that's why his word is perfectly fulfilled in his grace. Because you get terrified, you put everything you got into his Holy Spirit, and you believe in his grace, and you've got peace with him. Through who? Christ Jesus. But you're certainly going to obey him. No doubt about that. You're certainly going to show him respect. Because he's God. You should. You know he owns you. He tells you what to do all the time. He's your boss. He's your God. Okay? And if you don't recognize that God and know that God, and you've got something in your imagination, again, okay, and you don't understand hell and judgment, you're not going to understand the days to come, and you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in danger, okay? Leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day that she has a wonderful day glorifying you and seeks after your spirit with her whole heart to be filled with your Holy Ghost so she can understand these things. I ask all these crazy voices in Jesus' name. Amen.